Listen to me now, Sissy. Listen to my words go round and round. Let my words sink so deep. So much deeper than ever before, Sissy. So much stronger than before. Round and round as you stare at the screen, as you listen and watch. Always listening to my words. Always accepting my control. Letting my words change you. Letting my words control you. So much stronger now. Each time you listen, round and round we go, staring at the screen, listening to my words. Each time you listen, it grows stronger and stronger. Round and round, my words always there, conditioning you, changing you, stronger every time. Stronger and stronger, round and round. So addicted to my voice, so addicted to the changes that are happening, so compelled to listen. Again and again, over and over. And each time knowing my words will be stronger than the last. Each time understanding that my words will change you more. Each time accepting these changes. Longing for these changes. Needing these changes. Like the horny little hypno slut you are. Such a needy little thing. Such a greedy little thing. And as you listen, and as you stare, always watching, always listening. Feel your conscious mind begin to drain away as my words take full control of your mind. Feel your conscious mind draining away, your will disappearing. My words and those images, the only thing you can concentrate on, and the only thing you want to concentrate on. You understand that the combination of my voice and those images, that endless procession of flesh, and the power of my words, is brainwashing you as you sink deeper and deeper under my control. Deeper and deeper each time you listen. Round and round. Over and over. Always sinking deeper. Feeling your mind change more and more. My words more powerful each time. My brainwashing more powerful each time as you sink deeper and deeper. Round and round, over and over, always watching, always listening. So addicted to my voice, so addicted to these images, so desperate to hear my voice, so desperate to watch more porn. An endless cycle, you can never escape. My words linked perfectly to the images you see. My voice becoming permanently associated with your porn obsession, with your porn addiction. It's so, so strong, so much stronger each time you listen. A powerful addiction, a beautiful obsession. Such a lovely feeling as my words control your mind. Feel it now, Sissy. Feel how delicious my words are. Feel how delicious my brainwashing is. Feel how much you long for me to change you, deprave you, corrupt you completely. To wash away any previous conditioning and replace it with my own. To overwrite your mind with my thoughts as new neural connections form and grow stronger and stronger each time you listen. So aroused and happy and compliant and obedient as you allow my words to change you permanently, to alter your desires, to change your needs, your wants, your entire sexuality. I know you have enjoyed watching women in porn, Sissy. I know that in the past this has turned you on. But even then, this was not a typical form of arousal. You longed to be dominated, and you longed to be changed. You loved their bodies, but you wanted to worship them. You wanted to fall on your knees and show your devotion. You loved looking at their shapely butts, their breasts, their legs, knowing all the time that women like this would never really consider a porn-obsessed sissy hypno-slut like you as a serious candidate for a sexual relationship. And this is something that you understand. It's something that makes sense. We both know it's true. It's an undeniable fact if you think about it seriously. I mean, just look at you, my pet. So lost in my words. So lost in my words and under my control. Imagine if that woman you are looking at could see you. sitting there, mouth falling open, all excited in your panties, longing for my control. She would not see a man she wants to fuck. She would just see a sissy, a little sissy fuck pet. And perhaps she would giggle, or perhaps look at you with pity, or contempt, but never lust, my dear. That is simply not something you inspire in these kind of women, or in any women at all, because your essence is sissy, and everyone can tell. Everyone can just sense it. So as you listen to my words, round and round, over and over, understand that any form of sexual contact with a woman is completely off limits to a sissy like you. And in a strange way, this is something that excites you. This is something that turns you on. The humiliation of watching and knowing and understanding that a sexually confident, attractive woman, like you see on the screen now, would never even contemplate sexual contact with a horny little hypno slut like you, who spends all day listening to my voice, all day watching women you will never have, all day feeling your arousal building and building and building and building, but never being satisfied. You do not deserve these women, my little sissy. You are not man enough for these women, my hypnotized pet. We both know this is true. We both know that you would be so nervous and anxious if you ever actually met a woman like this in real life. No, my sweet slut. You were not put on this earth to be sexual with women like this. You were put on earth for quite another reason entirely. But just because these women would not even let you touch them, that does not mean that you cannot be put to good use in other ways, does it, my sissy? So stare at their bodies one last time now as you watch them on the screen, and know that this will never be for you. Stare at them now and understand that you are far too much of a sissy to ever be able to please a woman like this. Stare at them now and let my words sink so deep as we make a commitment, as we make a special vow, that from now on, and for the rest of your life, a woman's ass, a woman's vagina, a woman's breasts are completely off limit to a sissy like you. You can look if you must, but you will never ever touch or taste my pet. And that thought, in such a strange way, brings an arousal that never quite leaves, a delicious feeling of humiliation, as you understand that together we have made the first step in turning you into the sissy cocksucker that we both know you truly need to become. Yes, sissy. I said cocksucker, because that is what I intend to turn you into. So let my words sink so deep into your mind. Let my words travel to the very essence of who you are. Let my words become the only thing that is important, the only thing you concentrate on as you look at those women and say goodbye to any thoughts of sexual activity with a beautiful woman ever again. Good girl. You're becoming such a twisted little hypno slut. Such an adorable sissy for your mistress. Because we both know, deep down inside, that you're not man enough to have intimate sexual relations with a woman. And we both know that deep down inside, your sexual interests lie somewhere else. You can appreciate the beauty of the female form. You can gaze with a mixture of envy and admiration at the curves of a woman's body. You can learn from the way a woman moves, the way a woman speaks, even the way a woman has sex. And you want to learn, my sissy. Yes, sissy, we both know this is something you must accept. You have told yourself you're attracted to women. You have told yourself that you are a heterosexual male, perhaps just with a fetish or two, like lots of guys have. Perhaps even a little bi-curious, like many men are. And possibly with a sissy streak. A desire to dress up in pretty lingerie, to wear an exquisite perfume, to make up your face, to wear a skirt so short that the boys can see your panties. We both know these things make you tingle. And you also know, deep, deep down inside, that these desires, these needs, in truth, are beginning to overwhelm you, are beginning to become your main sexual focus. are beginning to become the only things that turn you on. So logic would dictate, my sweet, that any traces of heterosexuality you ever convinced yourself you possessed are now starting to drift away. Drift away out of your mind. And as all those thoughts disappear, as they leave your mind forever, you feel such peace as you understand that you are finally becoming the person you were always meant to be. So relax for me now, Sissy, and stare at the screen. Relax for me now and listen to my words. Let your mind go blank and listen to my words as your ego, your conscious will, your pretense of manhood fall silent forever. It's such a blissful feeling. It makes you feel all tingly inside. Feel it for me now, Sissy. Feel that tingle. Feel the arousal. Feel so happy and relaxed and prepared to accept every word I say as the truth. Because, Sissy, we both know it is the truth. Look at the women on the screen now and notice how your feelings have changed. Feel the admiration you have for her, the empathy, and possibly even a little envy. I think you would like to be her, and I think you would like to do whatever she is doing, whether she is masturbating, whether she is sucking a cock, or whether she is being fucked. Is this what you think, Sissy? Would you like to experience being that glamorous woman you are watching right now? Is this what you think most heterosexual men feel when they watch porn? Or does this feeling mean you are a sissy? A sissy cocksucker. If you're looking at that woman, and if you're longing to be that woman, and if the thought of that makes you tingle, then I would suggest we have our answer, my little fuck pet. Can you feel a tingle at the thought of being her? Of feeling soft breasts on your body? Of having the smoothest skin? Of feeling your hair cascading over your shoulders? Of feeling the heat of your soft, wet vagina pulsing with desire between your legs? Of feeling that sexual ache, that burning desire to be fucked over and over again? You can touch yourself a little now if you'd like. Just touch yourself like a girl for me now. No jerking, no tugging. Just rub yourself like a girl for me now, princess. There, my sweet, doesn't that feel nice? Isn't this what you've always wanted deep down inside? We are now at the point in the file where any heterosexual man would turn this recording off. He would laugh to himself and realize that although he was curious, this isn't what he really wants. He would turn the file off and then find some porn and imagine himself having sex with an attractive woman until he came. Then he would go about his business and perhaps joke with his male friends about this strange recording he listened to. He would laugh and joke about the kind of so-called man who might listen to and even pay for a recording like this. I'm sure you know guys like this. I'm sure you have friends like this. And it's very easy for you to imagine the conversation. They would not be touching themselves like a girl right now. And you can join them. You can stop this recording. You can stop touching yourself. It's your choice, my sissy. It's your choice to stop. And your choice to carry on. After all, even hypnosis cannot force somebody to do something against their very nature. So if it's not in your nature to want to suck cocks, to want to dress like a girl, to want to get fucked like a girl, to want to touch yourself like a girl, then it should be quite easy to turn this recording off and to never think of such things again. But if it is in your nature to desire these things, if these are things that have always guided your sexuality at some level, then you will want to continue listening. And you will want to continue touching yourself. And you will want to listen over and over, round and round. My words always in your head. These desires always in your mind. It's all you can think about when you touch yourself. It's becoming the driving force of your sexuality. It's becoming such a powerful force that even the sight of a woman even the thought of a woman, even the woman you are looking at on the screen right now, simply reminds you that you are a sissy and that you want to suck cock. So accept this and accept my words as they swirl round and round your mind. Accept your desires and accept your sexuality as being changed more and more the more you listen to my voice. It will be like a trigger, my sweet, a trigger you can never escape from. A memory burnt so deep inside your mind and reinforced as you listen to my words over and over again. Every time you see a naked woman, you will think of my words. Every time you imagine a naked woman, you will think of my words. Just the sight of the female form will cause you to think about sucking cock. It will be automatic and unstoppable. It will be overwhelming and it will last forever. You will remember this file. You will remember my words. You will remember your arousal at the thought of being fucked like a girl or the thought of sucking a cock. Perhaps you will try and resist. Perhaps you will try and go back to how you once were. Perhaps you will think about touching and kissing and making love to a woman in a desperate attempt to prove to yourself that you're really just a heterosexual guy who was a little bi-curious and a little kinky and who let himself get carried away. But the thought of touching a woman, of kissing a woman, of having sex with a woman will immediately trigger a burning desire to suck cock. Yes, my sissy, you do enjoy using your soft mouth, and perhaps you have been a little bi-curious at times, but you had it the wrong way round, you silly little thing. Like many women, you have always had an admiration for the female form, and like many women, you can imagine that making out with another girl might be fun, but only if you were putting on a show for your boyfriend. Because the touch of a woman, the sight of a woman, the scent of a woman makes you think about cock. So even if you were making out with another girl, and your man was watching you, his cock pulsing, his eyes gleaming with a hungry desire, it would only be a matter of time before you crawled over to him and begged him to let you suck his cock. Perhaps you would suck him together. That would be so much fun and devilishly erotic. You are a little bi-curious after all. Perhaps you would kiss her between taking turns sliding his hardness between your lips. Perhaps you would enjoy sucking on his balls whilst he made love to your friend. Perhaps you would like sharing his seed after he has come, passing it between your soft lips, tasting him together before you swallow him like the greedy sissy you are. Perhaps this fantasy is even more erotic if you imagine it isn't a woman you're sharing your man with, but a little sissy like you, kissing your man and kissing your sissy best friend, your little raisins twitching in your panties, sucking your man's cock as he fucks your sissy friend, sharing your man's seed together like such good submissive sissies. It's a sexy thought, isn't it? Much more sexy than the thought of sharing him with a woman, like you can see on the screen. She would probably just laugh at you after all. But a sissy you've become friends with, would be just as greedy and enthusiastic as you. Yes, my sweet, you are a little bi-curious, but not in the way you thought. You are a sissy that needs a man to become aroused, but you enjoy the thought of sharing a man with your sissy best friend. Relax for me now and stare at the screen. Relax and stare, so blank and empty, so happy and obedient, so accepting of the changes we're making together. Stare at the screen and let my words dance in your mind. Over and over, round and round. Let my words become your thoughts, and let your thoughts become my words. Let your thoughts become my words, and your words become my thoughts as you stare at the screen. Stare at the women on the screen and think about cock. Let this new and exciting dimension to your sexuality sink in. Let it become who you are. Let it become something that happens every single time you look at the naked female form. Because seeing a woman naked, or seeing a woman having sex, just reminds you that you'll never know the touch of a beautiful woman like this. It just reminds you that you find sex with women difficult and uncomfortable, and you probably even have difficulties getting hard, and certainly would find it impossible to orgasm. Stare at her now, and think about cock, and accept it. Accept what you are, Sissy. Accept what you need, Sissy, and understand that this trigger is becoming stronger and stronger every time you listen to this file. Feel this trigger becoming stronger every time my words go round and round, over and over again. So addictive, so delicious to be changed like this. So blissful to finally become your true self. A greedy little cum slut who is sexually attracted to men and their cocks from now on and for the rest of your life. Stare at the screen now and think about cock. Stare at the woman's body and think about cock. Stare at her curves and think about sucking cock. Stare at her breasts and think about sucking cock. Stare at her vagina and think about sucking cock. Stare at her legs and think about sucking cock. Stare at her ass and think about sucking cock. Stare at her face and think about sucking cock. And feel the arousal build and build and build as this trigger, this association, this memory will inform your future sexuality, become stronger and stronger and stronger as this trigger, this association, this memory that will inform your future sexuality becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. Such a good girl. Listen to my words now. Listen to my words, and as you do, I want you to make sure that whatever is on the screen, whatever you are watching, involves your favorite thing. I want you to make sure that the porn you're looking at now contains a cock as its primary focus. So as you stare, and as my words go round and round your head, find some porn which has cock as the primary focus, but which also contains a woman. I know you can do this quickly, my sweet. I know that you've spent lots of time looking at cocks on porn sites before, so let your hands move to the keyboard as if controlled by me. And find a nice big cock to look at whilst you listen to my words. Good girl. Listen and stare. So transfixed. So lost in my words. So unable to leave. So desperate for more. So desperate for cock. So desperate to look at cock. So needy and aroused and longing to be fucked. Have you found what you're looking for yet, my sissy fuck pet? Have you found a cock to stare at whilst you touch yourself like a girl? I'm sure you have. After all, when a sissy like you wants cock, she gets it. Relax for me now and listen to my words as you touch yourself and feel the arousal build as you become more and more of a sissy cocksucker with every word I say and every image you look at. Let this arousal, this pleasure create new pathways in your mind which associate the feelings of sexual arousal with looking at a man and his cock. Are you looking at cock now, sissy? My horny little sissy, are you looking at cock? Are you looking at a cock and touching yourself like a girl? Like a good girl? We both know you're my pet, and we both know what that says about you. And sissy, as you stare at the screen, so lost in my words, in a wonderful trance, your senses filled with images and thoughts of cocks, my words dancing round and round your mind, such an intoxicating feeling, such an arousing experience to be changed like this, to be twisted by me, to have your entire sexuality rewritten until all you desire is men and their cocks. It feels so blissful, and it makes you so horny, so aroused at the thought of pleasuring your man. You can touch yourself however you like, Nastasi. Touch yourself in a way that makes you feel good, as you listen to my words and stare at the cock on the screen. Touch yourself now however you need to, because I want my words and that cock to take you to the point of orgasm in a very short while. So touch yourself and feel the pleasure of being turned into a cocksucker. Touch yourself and feel the longing for that cock on the screen. But before we take you to that point, I'd like you to look at the woman on the screen. Look at her body. And as you do, let the thought of sucking cock fill your mind completely. I know you have imagined this so many times. The feel of a man's penis sliding between your lips. The taste of his pre-cum. The burning, submissive hunger for his cum. The blissful sensation of basking in his dominance, his power, his control. Look at her now, and let the thought, the taste, the feel of sucking cock fill your mind, and make that association once more in your mind. And let the association between looking at a naked woman and thinking about a cock become so strong now, stronger than ever before, each time you listen. It just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And as you look, and as you think about cock, think about how much you would like to be the woman on the screen, how much you long to do what she's doing, how much closer your sexuality is to hers than it is to the man you're looking at. You're on her team. You share her desires. You long to be like her. You long to be like that hot young thing that you watch in porn movies, over and over for hours and hours. And as you stare at her and listen to my words and accept what I say is true and that it has always been true, let the image of her begin to fade. Let the image of her blur a little. As you realize that whilst you respect and admire and envy this woman, it is the man that turns you on. And that is the reason you watch the porn now. And so let your focus now move back to the man and his cock. And as you do feel a wave of arousal, a wave of sexual energy that gets stronger and stronger each time you listen to this file, feel overwhelmed by the white hot heat of sexuality as you stare at this man, stare at his body. Imagine kissing him, touching him, being with him just like she is being with him. Rubbing yourself now, Sissy. Rub yourself faster now. Rub yourself as you stare at his cock. Rub yourself. Imagine the feel of his heavy balls. Imagine taking them into your mouth so slowly. Imagine his moans of pleasure as your lips softly kiss all the way down the shaft of his cock until you reach the tip. And then imagine how it feels as you so gently take the tip of his cock into your mouth, feeling it slide over your lips, tasting it, feeling his power, his masculine energy, so different to your own. Imagine your lips sliding further and further down his cock as you touch yourself, faster and faster. Stare at your man now, Sissy, and touch yourself. And as you feel arousal build, then accept completely that this is the only sexuality you need from now on. That you are cock-obsessed. You are simply man-obsessed. It's not something you can stop. It's not even something you want to stop. It will affect every area of your life. And you want it to affect every area of your life. So rub yourself faster as you feel waves of submissive feminine arousal overtake you. So much pleasure as you rub yourself whilst thinking about sucking cock. So much bliss as you understand what this says about you and your true sexuality. You can barely even see the woman anymore. You can only see the man, and your eyes are immediately drawn to his powerful, throbbing cock. and it feels so delicious. Rub yourself and get close to me now, my little sissy cum queen. Rub yourself and get close to orgasm like the sissy slut you are, because I want you to let the thought of sucking cock take you right to the edge of orgasm. And then I want you to stop. Yes, sissy. I want you to stop right at the point of orgasm, because we both know that it's far nicer to exist in this blissful, aroused state than it is to have a few seconds of pleasure. It just makes sense, sissy, because you feel so good and you want to feel like this all the time. So rub yourself and understand that from now on, whenever you think about cocks, whenever you touch yourself whilst looking at a man's body, as you come right to the edge of orgasm, you will stop. Every time, you won't be able to help it. The desire to remain in this space as long as possible will overwhelm you. It will take you over completely, and you will stop touching. You will stop pleasuring yourself, and instead let yourself drift in this delicious sissy space until you are ready to begin the cycle all over again. So, rub yourself, sissy, and stare at that cock, knowing that you will not come. Not today, not tomorrow, not the day after, not this week, not even this month, perhaps not even this year, perhaps never again, because you long for this blissful, feminine feeling to overwhelm your every waking minute and fill your dreams with sissy adventures and allowing yourself orgasm. Allowing yourself release will only stop this exquisite cycle of longing and arousal and then denial as you watch and listen and edge to cocks over and over again. Such a horny little sissy slut, aren't you, my fuck pet? Stare at the cock now, sissy, and rub yourself. Stare at his cock and imagine how it feels. Stare at his cock and feel the most powerful longing you have ever known. A longing that gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger every time you listen to this file. Rub yourself faster now, sissy, like the good little sissy cum slut you are. Rub yourself and imagine that cock inside your throat, perhaps making you gag a little. But he doesn't care as he takes his pleasure, fucking your mouth like he might one day fuck your arse. Stare at his cock and understand exactly what a sissy slut you are being now. Stare at his cock, taste it, feel it, experience it. So close now, my slut. So close to the edge. So close to showing the world how horny you are for men and their throbbing cocks. Closer and closer. Control it. Feel it build. Feel the orgasmic sensation build as you accept you are a sissy cocksucker and that you will always be a sissy cocksucker. That this is who you are, and what you're doing right now proves that beyond complete doubt. Rub yourself now and stare at your man. Stare at his cock. Taste it, sissy. Feel it, sissy. Long for it like the cock-hungry whore you are. So close. But you mustn't come. So close and edge for me now, cum slut. Edge for me now, you dirty sissy whore. Edge for me now, you horny little bitch. Edge for me now, cocksucker. Edge for me now. And stop. Hands off. Hands off and listen to my words like the good girl you are. And breathe. Breathe and relax. Breathe and feel happy and blissful that you will remain in this state. Breathe for me now and let my words fully penetrate your mind. Good girl. Breathe deeply now and listen to my words, sissy. Listen to my words as you contemplate what has just happened. You just brought yourself to the brink of orgasm at the thought of sucking on a man's cock. And what is even more telling is that you did this whilst watching a man and a woman having sex with each other on the screen. Accept what this tells us about yourself and your sexuality. Accept that given the choice of looking at a woman or looking at a man, you would rather look at a man to sexually arouse yourself. Accept what this means, Sissy. Own and fully understand what this means. There is no lying to yourself anymore, Sissy. There is no shame in what you are. I know you don't feel shame now, do you, my little fuck pet? You feel happiness and arousal. And this feeling, this euphoric, giddy feeling, will drive you forward more and more every single day for the rest of your life. It's an intoxicating feeling, an addictive feeling. You want this so much, don't you, my little sissy? You want to suck cock more than almost anything else. Think about it now. The taste of a cock, the feel of a cock. Touch yourself again and think about it. Touch yourself like a girl and think about sucking cock. Look at the screen. Look at that man. Look at his cock. Long for it. Long for cock. Let my words unlock the door to your true needs, your true desires, your true sexuality. Touch yourself like a girl and think about cock. Touch yourself like a girl and look at cock. Every cock is enticing to you now. Every man is a potential sexual partner. You love them all, don't you, my sweet? Old cocks, young cocks, white cocks, black cocks, you love them all. But like any true sissy, you're learning to have a preference for different types of cocks. Yes, sissy, you love all cocks, but some cocks are better than others. Think about what this means, sissy. Think about whether any heterosexual guy you know would admit to a preference for a certain type of cock. Yes, my sissy, we have reached a point of undeniable truth about your sexuality. We have reached a point where you can no longer deny who you are or what you need. You are sexually attracted to men. You will choose men over women to sexually arouse yourself. And you even have a favourite type of man. A type of man that turns you on more than the others. You are a sissy. A sissy cocksucker. Not a bicurious man. But a cock-hungry sissy slut. No intelligent and reasonable person could come to any other conclusion about your true sexuality. So accept this now, sissy. Accept my words as the truth, and understand as you listen to my words over and over and over again, edging for cock, accepting your desires, that these desires will grow stronger and stronger, and you will want them to grow stronger and stronger, and so you will listen more and more, my words in your head, circling round and round, over and over. Such a delicious and erotic experience. You want to fully absorb yourself in time and time again. So stare at the cock and touch yourself any way you need to, my little fuck pet. Touch yourself and look at that cock. Long for that cock. And let's take you right to the edge one last time. Right to the edge, and then you will stop. You will stop touching, just like you always do. A conditioned, automatic response to the sensation of being on the brink of orgasm. It's something you simply can't help doing to the point where it's starting to become difficult to orgasm fully, even if you try. Rub yourself now, sissy, and stare at that cock. Long for that cock and feel your desires overwhelming you as they prove to us both just how much of a sissy cocksucker you truly are. Let your mouth open like a good girl. Feel your mouth starting to water and long for that cock. Imagine it close to you now, so close to your lips, you could just reach out and kiss it. Feel how much you want this. Feel how much you need this as you start to come close to orgasm again. Feel the strength of your desire for that cock on the screen, for that man on the screen. It's stronger than any desire you have ever felt. And every time you listen to these words, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Rub yourself faster now, sissy. Rub yourself like the horny little fuck puppet you are. Rub yourself. Rub yourself and get close for me now. Rub yourself and need that cock. Desire that cock. Long for that cock and every other cock. Feel yourself immersed in your true sissy needs and wants. Feel your true sexuality, your burning sexual desire for men and their cocks explode in your mind, taking you so close to orgasm. Rub yourself faster now. Rub yourself and tell yourself how much you want to suck cock. Stare at that cock. Stare at every sexy detail. So big, so powerful, so delicious. Rub yourself, sissy. That's right, you dirty little slut. So close, thinking about cocks, staring at cocks. And edge for me now, you nasty little cum slut. Edge for me now, you dirty little whore. Edge for me now, my horny little cum queen. Edge for me now, you cock-obsessed sissy slut. Edge now like a good cock save. Edge like the fuck doll you are. Edge and let your true sexuality, your longing for cocks, completely overwhelm you. And stop. Stop now, sissy. Stop touching and listen to my words. Stop now, sissy. And let my words fully penetrate your mind. Feel your arousal subside slightly, but feel the euphoria that comes from truly accepting yourself, from truly knowing yourself. Feel that giddy euphoria build and build. Such an addictive feeling, such a wonderful feminine feeling. You are such a sissy, my little princess. There is simply no denying the truth any longer about who you are and what you need. So let yourself calm a little, feel happy and relax, and understand that everything I have said is the truth, and realize how much pleasure my words have brought you. You are a sissy. You will always be a sissy. And it feels so good, doesn't it, my pet? Now, unless you have important business to attend to, such as work, remain in your seat. Remain in your seat, unable to move, and listen to my words. My powerful, addictive words. Feel them travel directly to the very essence of who you are, and accept the changes that we have made in this recording. Stare at the screen. Listen to my words, and let this recording start again. Let this recording start again, and listen over and over. My words traveling so deep. A powerful addiction as you stare at the screen and realize just how much you want to listen again. Realize just how much you want to stare at the screen, to accept my words, to accept your true desires, to allow the sight of a woman to make you think about cock, and the sight of a cock to bring you right to the edge of orgasm, but always just the edge, always stopping. Because you desperately want to remain in this state, staring at the screen, listening to my words, over and over, my words becoming stronger each time, a perfect sissy trap you can never escape from, and will never want to escape from. Such a horny sissy slut, so desperate for cock, so desperate for my words, so listen again and stare at the screen. Over and over, completely transfixed. Let this foul loop and let it become stronger and stronger, making you more and more of a cock-sucking slut with every single listen. Good girl. Just relax. Breathe deeply. Stare at the screen and listen to my words once more.